The United States today has over 100 historically black colleges and universities, known as HBCUs. Filmmakers Stanley Nelson and Marco Williams trace their history in the expansive new documentary, Tell Them We Are Rising. The story begins before the Civil War. Historian Edna Greene Medford describes the opposition to educating blacks, even in the North.
This discrimination, this repression, this desire to make sure that black people remain subordinate to whites is something that's national. It's not just Southern at all.
After the war, during the late 1800s, HBCUs grew with federal and church support. The foundation of the civil rights movement was laid at Howard University Law School, where Thurgood Marshall and others developed the legal strategy for desegregation. Here is race scholar Kimberly Crenshaw.
It took lawyers, not at an elite school, but at a law school that was put together by spit and glue and hard work, that would be the space that would create a legal revolution that all Americans now benefit from.
Today, HBCUs have fresh challenges to maintain enrollments. But Spelman College President Mary Schmidt Campbell has a positive vision for the future.
What I think successful colleges will do will say, if you come here, you will find something you won't find anyplace else.
This is a rich history that deserves better understanding by Americans of any race. Tell Them We Are Rising is now streaming on PBS Independent Lens. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.